We're off to the cinema now for a look at one of the most influential filmmakers of his generation, Wes Anderson. You may never have seen a Wes Anderson film, but you know his style. Why? Because it is all around you in the type of photos people post on Instagram, from the way hipsters dress to designer clothes by Gucci and Prada. It is in the nostalgia that millennials have for vinyl records and in the decor of their homes. Wes Anderson is not so much the voice of his generation, because he doesn't really have much to say, but he is its aesthetic vision. So, what are the ingredients of his unique cinema?
50% visual perfection.
The 51-year-old writer-director from Texas loves strong colors and visual symmetry, creating a cinematic world that is like an intensified version of the real one. Everything is a little more perfect than reality, each detail carefully chosen and precisely positioned. Sound familiar? All those photos of pretty plates of food and carefully composed selfies on Instagram are very Wes Anderson.
Must see. The Grand Budapest Hotel, 2014. This high-energy comedy set in the 1930s is so beautiful to look at that you can watch it over and over again. 20% ennui.
Anderson's typical hero is a disaffected young man, intelligent but unsure of his place in the world. He usually has a troubled relationship with his family and falls in love with the wrong person. Some believe that this character is, to some extent, a version of Anderson himself.
Must see. The Royal Tenenbaums, 2001. Owen Wilson, Ben Stiller, and Gwyneth Paltrow star as a family of child prodigies who have found adult life disappointing. 20% nostalgia.
Anderson didn't invent hipsters, but his characters were dressing like hipsters in his films before you saw anyone on the street looking like that. And there is a hipster-like nostalgia that comes back again and again. Vinyl record players and classic French chansons, vintage bicycles, old-fashioned telephones, leather suitcases, and much more. Even if a story is set in the modern era, you'll never see something as banal as a mobile phone.
Must see. Moonrise Kingdom, 2012. It's a charming pre-adolescent romance set in the 1960s America of scouts and summer camps. 10% Bill Murray.
Anderson can take his pick of actors and has several big names who appear regularly in his films, but none more often than Bill Murray. He has been in all but the first one and has exactly the right laconic, sad but funny style for Anderson's stories.
Must see. Rushmore, 1998. In this film, Murray plays a nasty but lovable self-made millionaire.